弟兄姊妹们好。
Good morning, everyone.
我在二月份接到梁宗元弟兄的电话。
In February, I received a call from Brother Leung.
他提出来邀请我在八月份和弟兄姊妹一同到主面前交通。
And he invited me to come among you to share.
我就一直在主面前等候，是不是有什么话语，或者主给我有什么带领。
And I've been waiting before the Lord, to ask him for his guidance.
我很怕再接到他的电话。
And I'm so afraid to receive his call again.
因为他要问我你要讲什么题目，把纲要给我们。
And he kept asking me, what is your theme? Do you have an outline for us?
我是一个动作很慢的人。
I'm a very slow action person.
所以我的姊妹常常讲，我喜欢 live on the edge.
And my wife said, I always like to live on the edge.
所以我早早在主面前等候呢，但是我必须承认，这我在主面前改了三次题目。
And I've been waiting upon the Lord, and I have changed my topic three times.
最先呢，我想和弟兄姊妹交通哥罗西书。
In the beginning, I want to share with you the book of Colossians.
想和弟兄姊妹交通呢，在基督里面生根建造。
First, I'd like to talk to you about to take root and establish in Christ.
那么后来在主面前寻求呢，又想和弟兄姊妹交通如何当知道在神的家中该如何行，提摩太前书。
And later on, I changed the topic in Timothy, how we should behave in the house of God.
在六月中，我从远东有一点服事回到波特兰。
And in the mid-June, after serving a while in the Asia, I went back home in Oregon.
主给我一点恩典，让我生病。
And then the Lord gave me grace, I became sick.
回到家呢，就昏昏沉沉地躺在床上。
And afterward, I was just so dizzy, I just lay on the bed.
我身体非常疲倦的，但是灵里面好像停不下来。
I was so tired physically, but yet my spirit seems like it cannot stop.
我这是一个很特别的经历。
It is a very special
experience. 真是停不下来。
As my spirit cannot stop.
整个以弗所书好像一幕一幕的图画在里面。
And the book Ephesians, pictures upon pictures before my eyes.
当这个过去以后呢，主好像忽然给我一句话，这个约翰福音第十四章第六节。
And when all these pass, the Lord as if give me a verse, that is John 14 verse 6.
所以我又在主面前等候呢，我想大概这是主要我讲的。
So as I wait upon the Lord, I felt maybe this is what the Lord wants me to speak upon.
所以愿今天早晨主得着我们每一个人的注意。
And may the Lord gain our attention this morning.
得着我们每一个人对他的爱戴和敬拜。
And may the Lord gain our adoration and our worship to him.
这一次我要和弟兄姊妹一同在主面前思考的是从约翰福音第十四章第六节出来，我们一起读一下。
Let's turn to John 14, verse 6.
约翰福音第十四章第六节。
The book of John, chapter 14.Verse 6.
我想若是我们中文大家可以我们一起读。
And we can read in Chinese.
讲英语的弟兄姊妹，我们年轻弟兄姊妹不晓得大家是不是用同一个版本。
And English wise, we don't know everybody have the same version of the Bible.
如果你们是同一个版本，等一下请大家也一起读好不好？
If we are all in the same version, we can read it together.
因为这句话呢相当的重要，也相当的宝贵。
Because this verse is so important and it's also very precious.
约翰福音十四章第六节，中文一起来。
In Chinese together.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。好，英文不晓得可不可以。
In English, Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
好，在这里我们要特别留意啊，主耶稣讲到他自己的三方面。
Pay attention to this. Jesus mentioned himself, there are three things about himself.
这三方面呢，跟我们 认识他经历父神的次序有关系。
And this is important to know about him and the process of knowing the Father.
所以有时候我们听弟兄姊妹祷告引用这一节经文。
And many times we heard how people quote this verse when they are praying.
有时候可能因为我们呢当时的感觉或者是我们圣经不熟把这个次序倒过来了。
And sometimes maybe that person is a little confused and then just kind of reverse the order.
我有时候常听弟兄姊妹祷告主啊你是真理你是道路你是生命。
And sometimes people say you are truth, you are life, you are the way.
也有人祷告说主啊你是生命你是真理你是道路。
And some even pray that you are the life, the truth, and the way.
所以我请大家特别留意主耶稣自己讲他说我就是道路真理生命。
So I want your attention to see that Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
这在我们认识主我们经历父神他的次序有关系。
So this is the process of knowing the Father, is the way, the truth, and the life.
就好像我们学数学。
Just as we are learning math.
我们若是还没有学过这个三角英文叫 trigonometry 我们就去学微积分你是学不懂的
So if you have not learned trigonometry you're no way able to learn calculus
弟兄姊妹们若是我们不认识主耶稣是我们的道路我们想要认识他是我们的生命我们常常会被仇敌欺骗我们会走错路。
So if you do not know him first by the way and the truth and the life, and order have been reversed, we can be easily deceived by Satan.
所以我在年轻的时候就有年长弟兄姊妹弟兄们呢，很常常的提醒我们。
So there are elderly brothers when I was young that they keep reminding us.
很严肃的提醒我们。
Solemnly remind us.
唯有我们道路走对了。真理才会清楚准确。
So if we take the right way, then the truth will be clear, will be correct.
唯有真理清楚和准确，我们的生命才可能达到丰富。
So if our truth is correct, then we will have abundant life.
我们看见很多神的儿女们也知道，我们也追求，知道主耶稣来了。他要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
And we know, as brothers and sisters, we know that Christ came that we might have life and have it more abundantly.
但是很可惜，我们路走错了。
But regretfully, many times we took the wrong way.
我们不明白主耶稣讲他就是道路，到底是怎么一回事
？We didn't understand that when Jesus said He is the way, what does that mean?
以至于我们花了很多的功夫追求生命。结果变成神神秘秘的。
So we spent so much effort and time to pursue life, but yet it became so mysterious.
或者变成了很偏枯的，变成某一面的特殊的情况。
Or we can be so selective, knowing certain part of life.
我们看见有些神的儿女们呢，他们受苦很多，但是这个己还是很大。
And
受苦。
Some brothers and sisters suffer so much, but yet their self is still possessed.
弟兄姊妹们，这告诉我们说，我们还没有摸到路。
Meaning that you really have not known the way yet.
所以有人讲说，我们会受苦，但是不舍己。
Meaning,
那不是主耶稣做我们的道路。
So Christ's way is not that we suffer so much, but still we still have our self in us.
我们看见刚才读的这一节经文。
Look at the verse we just read.
主耶稣告诉我们说，他最终要把我们带到一个目的。
Because eventually he will take us to the goal.
那个目的乃是回到神我们的父那里去。
Is that we have to return to our God the Father.
我们知道我们的主自己现在已经回到父的那里去。
We know Jesus already went back to his Father.
昨天我们弟兄告诉我们说，我们主耶稣已经得荣耀了。
Yesterday you talk about how Jesus had been glorified.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，主怎样，他所救赎的儿女教会将来就是怎样。
As he is, so will we and also the church.
所以主告诉我们，我们人在地上信主，神救我们，他给我们一个目的。
So Jesus told us, as we believe in Him and being delivered, there is a purpose.
我们知道，人活在地上需要有目标。
As we live on earth, we need to have a purpose and goal.
当我们碰见人生的各种的环境挑战，要做选择的时候。
As we encounter many challenges and problems in life, we have to make a decision or choice.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要用什么来做选择呢？
So how should we make our choice?
我记得几年以前，我的儿子碰到他人生中一个考验，也可以说是一个危机。
And I remember many years ago, my son had encountered a crisis.
他回家来跟爸爸妈妈一起谈这个事情。
And he came home to talk about it with us.
你知道，受过教育的人都很会分析的。
So people who have been educated, they know how to analyze things.
爸爸，我如果这样走，将来几年以后我会这样。
So he said, if I am like this, this is how I will be in the future.
如果我那样走，将来会怎么样？
And if I choose the other way, what would become of me?
分析来分析去啊，变得非常的这个彷徨，并且起伏。
So as he's analyzing, he become very nervous and just so unsettling.
所以我后来停下来，我跟他讲，我们能不能一起祷告？
So later I stopped him and said, can we pray together?
这是很难得啊，因为我孩子都长大了。那次他的姐姐也回来，我们四个人就一起跪在主面前祷告。
So it is a very rare opportunity as family that all four of us, including his sister, four of us kneel before the Lord and pray.
祷告完了，我再跟他讲。
So after we pray, I told him.
我就问他 ,Stephen, what is your goal of life?
I ask him, what is the goal of your life?
亲爱弟兄姊妹们，这是我们每一个人从小就要开始追求的。
So this is what we should seek, since we're young.
我们要问自己，我人生的目标是什么？
We have to ask ourselves, what is the purpose of my life?
所以我们小的时候呢，读书啊，每一个学年，那个国文老师啊，都叫我们写作文，我的志向。
So as we were growing up, when we take the literature class, the teacher always wanted to write a passage or
an essay,
what is
my goal of life. 是不是呢？我们现在在美国读书呢，你高中毕业申请大学一定要写一个 essay, 对不对？
So as you graduate from high school, before you enter college, you must write essays.
这个 essay 呢，就是学校要看你这个人，你为什么要进大学。
Is that the school wants to look at why do you want to enter a college?
你为什么要进这个科系？
Why do you enter this major?
看看
major?
你是不是真正以这个做你的目标？
They want to see if this truly is your purpose.
主耶稣在这一句话里面告诉我们说，他来了是要让我们人生有一个目的。
So as we know, the Bible said Jesus came that so that we would have a purpose.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，可能我们一生中间呢，为着我们的前途定过很多的目标。
We might have chosen many purposes all through our life.
我记得以前我还没有结婚的时候，就跟一对年长的同工住在一起。
I remember before I got married, I was living with a couple of elderly co-workers.
他们有个孩子。
They have a son.
很可爱，现在都大了，都很有成就。
A very lovely, and now that he's been grown and very established.
我常常逗他们，你长大要做什么？
So I always tease him, what are you going to do when you grow up?
第二个儿子正在推一个救火车，他说 I want to be a fire chief.
So he was pushing a fire engine, he said, I want to be a fire chief.
过了几年呢，我又碰到他。
After a few years, I saw him again.
我就问他 ,Are you still want to be a fire chief?
我还问他你要不要做 fire chief?
他说 I'm not sure about it.
我不
决定。他说我现在不确定。
I'm not sure.
现在他是个牙医啊。
And now he's a dentist.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见我们改变很多的目标。
We change our goal of life many times.
但是当主耶稣把目的给我们的时候，
As the Lord gives us a purpose of life.
这个目的是不改变的。
This purpose cannot be changed.
而且这个目的是最有福气的一个人生目标。
And this purpose has the most blessing in our life.
我儿子读高中的时候，他有一个同学。
My son has a friend in high school.
成绩非常好。
A very good student.
这个同学呢，也从来不害得他自己。从来呢，不隐瞒他的自己。
He never hide himself.
所以每次我们问他，你将来要做什么？ I want to be the president of United States.
So every time people ask him what is the goal of life, 他说我要做美国总统。
这是我看就年轻人啊，啊真是有志气啊，所以他非常的努力。
So this person really had purpose in life, and he really worked really hard.
而且他锻炼他自己的性格。
And he trained his own character.
别人可以去这样做的，他不这样做。
If other people can do this, he will not do it. Because he has a purpose.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，我们觉得一做父母亲的，如果孩子有这么好的目的，我们就很高兴，对不对
？As parents, we see our children have good purpose of life. We are very pleased.
今天我们做神的儿女，神把人生上好的目的。赐给我们。
We as children of God, God has given us a purpose of life.
有一次我忽然想到啊，若是我能以神为人生的目标，那该是多有福气啊。
One day I was thinking how blessed I would be if I take God as my goal.
你要想想，他是创造宇宙万有的神。
Think about it, He is the God of creation.
你想今天如果有一个人呢，他以白宫为目标，我们就觉得这个人了不起啊。
So if today there's a person said I want to be the owner, I mean the president, we think he is somebody else.
但是今天的神呢，把这个宇宙万有打开来，他自己让我们做他的目的。
But yet the Lord opened his himself as the creator of heaven and earth. He wants us to take him as our goal.
这是主在这里告诉我们的。
This is what the Lord here tells us.
以神为目的的人生是最有意义也最蒙福的人生。
If we take God as our goal, it would be most blessed and most meaningful life.
以神为目的的侍奉才是真正的侍奉。
If we take God as our goal, this service is the real service.
我们常常以需要做我们的侍奉的目标。
Many times we take the need as the purpose of our service.
所以英文叫做 driven by need.
Driven by need.
所以有些侍奉主来告诉他不，你要 driven by purpose, by destiny.
所以我们需要以目标为我们侍奉的
弟兄姊妹，但是不是你立的目标，也不是我立的目标。
But this is not being set by us or you.
乃是神借着他儿子为我们立的目的。
But it is God through His Son set this goal for us.
以神为目的的侍奉，才是有永远价值的侍奉。
As we take Him as our goal, the service has eternal value.
所以我年轻的时候第一次唱到刚才我们弟兄带我们唱。那一首我的目的乃是神自己。
As I was singing the song that you just sang, taking God as our goal.
我第一次唱我就非常被这首诗歌吸引。
And the first time I sang the song, I was so attracted, drawn by the song.
我到主面前问，我是不是真的以我的神做我的目的？
And I came before the Lord, did I really take God as my goal?
我第二个问题是，主啊，若是我真以你做我的目的，那我的人生会怎么样呢？
So second, I will ask, if I truly take God as my purpose and goal, what will my life be?
在我的经历里面，我会有什么样的经历呢？
What kind of experience I will encounter in my life?
所以我盼望今天早上用短短的几分钟时间和大家分享一点。
So in this very short time, I'd like to share with you.
我们知道主耶稣来了，就是要把神成为父亲。显给我们看。
We know that Christ came so that God will be like a father to us.
不仅显给我们，让我们享受父的慈爱和他的丰富。
Not only Christ wants to manifest the Father, we can enjoy His abundance.
并且他在我们身上一路的带领我们，最后是要把我们带回到父的面前。
And that He's going to lead us all through our life, and eventually is going to take us to back to the Father.
让我们进到父的里面去。
So we can enter into the Father.
所以我要和弟兄姊妹交通一点，主耶稣讲到到父那里去，我个人领会他的意思是什么。
And I like to share with you what does that mean by going into the Father.
到父那里去了。
To go to the Father.
得着神做我的父亲。
Is to gain the Father as gain God as my Father.
得着他。自己里面的生命和性情
is to gain the life in him and also his character.
在这个生命性情的里面，我能够享受和父亲那爱的交通。
In his life and his characters, I can enjoy the fellowship with the Father.
在这个享受里面，是何等的满足，何等的喜乐。何等的丰富
In this kind of a fellowship, how enjoyable it is, and how joyful and fullness it is.
我们成为神的儿女
We have become His children.
这个呢是为着我们的
This is for us.
但是我们回到父那里去，还有另外一个意义，就是我们是成为神的满足。
As we talk about go to the Father, another meaning is to become the Father's satisfaction.
神像父亲一样看见我们，他就喜悦了。
So the Father, as he looks upon us, he is pleased.
啊，像我们弟兄昨天晚上告诉我们的。
As the brother who had told us last night.
好的父母亲啊。都常常会跟儿女讲 I'm proud of you.
Good parents will always tell the children I'm so proud of you.
啊，虽然有的时候孩子叫我们也很为难，我们还是跟他说 I'm proud of you.
Oh, sometimes our children give us problems. We still say I'm so proud of you.
啊，我儿子啊，在他成长的过程中，很多的起伏啊。
And as my son has grown up, there's so many ups and downs.
你知道，今天越有 talent 的人呢，越麻烦。
You know, as people are more talented, the more trouble they have.
因为他这个也喜欢，那个也喜欢，真的不知道走哪一条路好。
He likes this, he likes that. It's so hard to find a way.
啊，所以好多次他跟我谈问题的时候，我就跟他讲，不管你做什么 ，I'm still proud of you， 因为你是我的儿子。
So as he always discuss with me what he should do, I always say I'm so proud of you because he's my son.
弟兄姊妹们。主耶稣把我们带回到父那里去的时候
as Jesus take us back to the Father,
父神非常的喜悦，说这是我的爱子。
The Father is so pleased and that this is my beloved Son.
因为你们都在我的爱子的里面。
Because you are all in my beloved Son.
完全的悦纳我们。
He totally accepts us.
弟兄姊妹，那告诉我们说，我们不再是我们自己原来的样子。
So it's telling us that we are not our original self.
主耶稣来充满他自己的教会。
Because Christ is going to fill his own church.
父神看见他所救赎的教会的时候，就是看见他的儿子自己。
As the Father looks at the church that is redeemed, he's looking at his own son, Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，这个是今天主在我们身上做工一个过程。
This is the process how the Lord is going to do dealings in our life.
我们回到父那里去，第二个意思，我们成为父的喜悦、满足和他的享受。
So the second meaning of going to Father is that we became to him, he become his satisfaction.
所以以弗所书第一章里面讲到两件事情。
In Ephesians chapter 1, he talk about two things.
第一，神定了一个旨意，要让基督成为教会的产业。
Is that God has predestined that the church will be Christ's inheritance.
No, the Christ himself become the inheritance of his redeemed ones.
Okay.
第二个
Secondly,
就是教会要成为神的产业。
And Christ, the church will become God's inheritance.
我们知道一个人得着产业的时候是很快乐的。
As one receives inheritance, they are very happy.
是蛮有享受的。
It's full of enjoyment.
弟兄姊妹，我们很容易领会，基督成为我的产业，他一切都为着我，满足我，供应我，成全我。
So as we all understand that how Christ become our inheritance, everything is for me, establish me, fulfill me, and then we have enjoyment in him.
但是看看你我，我们会成为神的产业。你够不够资格啊？
But as we look at how we became God's inheritance, are we qualified?
我每次读到以弗所书第一章第十八节那里说，他在圣众圣徒中所得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，我说主啊 ，That's not me.
So every time when I read Ephesians chapter 1 verse 18, he said that he had called us so that we can become his glorious inheritance. And I said, Lord, that's not me.
我身上哪里有荣耀呢？
There's no glory in me.
我身上充满了自私，充满了败坏，充满了虚假，充满了自傲、自大、自以为是。我从来都不认识自己。
So I'm so full of self, so this selfishness and boasting and all these things, I don't know about myself.
所以我跟主说，主啊，这个要到什么时候才可能呢？
So I would say, I ask God, when would that be possible?
但是主耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，就没有人能到父那里去。
But yet Jesus tells us that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through him.
我们感谢我们的神，我们的父亲。
How we thank God and our Father.
他把他的爱子赐给我们。
He has given his beloved Son.
好叫他所定的旨意完全的能够成全在我们身上。
That his will might be totally fulfilled in our life.
弟兄姊妹，你能想象吗
？Can you imagine?
啊，我。 有一天主开我的眼睛让我看见，我说主啊，这是何等荣耀的恩典。
And one day the Lord opened my eyes to see that what a glorious grace that is.
像我们昨天弟兄讲，我们就要开始说，主，我赞美你，哈利路亚，感谢你。
Just like yesterday, our brother said, "Hallelujah, Lord, we praise you and thank you."
主告诉我们说，若不借着我，就没有人能到父那里去。
And Jesus said, "No one comes to the Father except through me."
我们这在经历上面告诉我们说，到父那里去，就是我们清楚。觉察到神的同在。
Is the experience tells us as we come to the Father is that we are very clear that the Father is with us.
我们实际上享受到神同在所带来的祝福。
In reality, we enjoy the blessing of His presence with us.
并且叫我们周围的人能够看见这一般人身上发生的一些事情。在他们身上，我们看见神在他们中间。
And people around us were able to see that God is among them.
但是主耶稣说，若不借着我，这些都不可能发生。
But Jesus said, if it is not through me, none of this will happen.
这不是主耶稣骄傲啊。
Not that Jesus trying to be very proud.
在这里主讲到若不借着我，至少包含了几方面的意义。
Here Jesus said, except through me, include many meaning.
第一，告诉我们说。主耶稣是独一的，我们不需要在他之外去寻求别的事物。
And here it means that Jesus is the only, and apart from him, you don't nothing you can seek.
所以有时候我们传福音呢，有些朋友们呢，他们就是说，你们基督徒啊，最不讲道理。
And some non-Christians that we share gospel with them, they said, "You guys Christian is, you know, you guys don't."
因为你们说只有信耶稣的人才能到神那里去。
Because you said only people who believe in Jesus can go to the Father.
像我刚到美国来的时候，我的 host family 我在西雅图哈。
And as I first came to America, I was in Seattle.
他是一个在纽约长大的。美国犹太人。
And my host family, and he is a Jew, grew up in New York.
但是他是一个比较 liberal 的 Jew.
But he's a very liberal Jew.
有一天晚上吃晚饭，他就跟我谈信仰的问题。
And one day after dinner, he was talking to me about faith.
他说我们犹太人相信一位真神。
We Jewish believe that there is only one true God.
但是他自我批评，那我们犹太人呢，很骄傲，觉得只有我们的那条路才能够。认识真神。
But yet he criticized himself. He said, "You know, as Jewish, you know, we think there's only one way to the Father."
他说：“你们基督徒比我们更骄傲。
”But you guys are more prideful than us.
你们甚至说只有耶稣基督才是那条路。
Because you said only Jesus is the way.
他说：“就像爬那 Mount Rainier， 你可以从 South Side 上去，也可以从 North Side 上去，都上到顶上。
”But just like climbing Mount Rainier, that you can climb up through the south or through the north.
所以他说：“基督教的路，回教的路。”佛教的路都可以上到那个顶上。
So the way of Buddhism, Muslim, Christianity, they can all reach the same goal.
我那时候没有跟他争辩什么。
At that time, I didn't really argue with him.
我知道他是用理性来分析事情。
I know that he uses mind and logic trying to analyze things.
但真正遇见神是一个经历。
But as you encounter God, it is an experiential thing.
这个经历呢？有就有，没有就没有。
So this is something either you have it or you don't have it.
不能别人 pass 给你的。
No one can pass it to you.
你自己需要去找到那条路。
You have to find the way yourself.
而主耶稣告诉我们说，他就是那条路，你愿不愿意试一试
？Jesus said he's the only way. Would you try it?
主耶稣讲这句话不是他骄傲。
When Jesus said that, he's not trying to be prideful.
等一下，我们说到，昨天晚上我们弟兄也说到。
And I'm going to share, and also brother also shared last night.
唯独耶稣，这讲到他的独一性 exclusiveness.
So only Jesus that's talking about his exclusiveness.
因为他的独一，所以其他的都不是，
because,
这是排他性。
And so because it's exclusiveness, so it eliminates everything else.
我们不需要加上别的，我们也不能加上别的。
We cannot add on anything, and we should not add on anything.
我想请弟兄姊妹听清楚，也回去好好思想。
I wish you can hear clearly so that you can think about.
有时候人很好心了，为着主。
Sometimes we try to have a kind heart.
我们加上一些不是基督的东西。
And for Christ, we add on things that is not of Christ.
你一加上去了。神就不在这里。
As you add on other things, God is not here.
弟兄姊妹，我们中国有一句话叫做“画蛇添足”啊。
And there's a idiom in Chinese says that you're trying to add a feet on the stick.
我为我们年轻弟兄姊妹解释一下。
I like to explain it for the young people.
古时候有几个人很喜欢喝酒。
And in the olden time, there are several people that like to drink wine.
他们呢说是只有一瓶酒。
But there's only one bottle.
他们来比赛看谁画一条蛇，谁最先画好，谁就可以先去拿那个酒喝。
And they have a competition. Whoever can finish drawing a snake first, they can take the bottle of wine.
那么他们几个朋友每一个人拿一支笔，拿一个纸。
So everybody took a paper and a brush. They're painting on the ground.
有一个人很会画，马上就画成了。
And one person is really good at drawing.
栩栩如生的，他就把酒拿来准备喝了。
Very quickly, he finished drawing.
看别人还在那慢慢画呢，他在蛇上面呢加了四个角。
So as he's taking the bottle of wine, he said other people are still not finished.
就第二个人画好了。
So he add on the feet.
立刻就把那酒抢过去。
And the second one finished, he just grabbed the wine.
他说这该我喝。
This is mine.
他说不，我先画好的，我们讲好，谁先画好谁喝的。
But the person said I finished first as we had agreed.
但是那个人说呢，蛇没有脚的。
But that second person said, but snake do not have feet.
你先是画好了蛇，但你加了脚，那就不是蛇了，所以我画的才是蛇。
So the snake you add on with the feet that is not a snake.
弟兄姊妹们，今天信耶稣也是这样。
So today, believe in the Lord Jesus the same way.
如果你在神儿子之外加上什么做道路，弟兄姊妹，你不会摸着神的同在的。
So if you add on anything as Christ as the only way, God's presence will not be there.
神收回他的同在，人就自己装出神的同在了。
He will take back His presence.
弟兄姊妹，那就是宗教。
And people try to make things up, that becomes a religion.
我们非常容易被仇敌这样欺骗。
We are so easily deceived by the enemy.
第二个点，若不借着我，主耶稣讲到。
And second meaning of except through me.
这告诉我们说，在我们跟随主的路上。
As on the way as we follow him.
好，我们要跟主说，主啊，有你就够了。
We told the Lord, for if we have you, that's enough.
基督要成为我们个人生命生活的中心。
Christ become the center of our living.
也要成为教会生命和生活的中心。
He also become the center of living and life of the church.
当我们以他做我们的中心的时候，
as we take him as our focus of life,
我们才会发现在基督里面，原来我们所需要的一切都有了。
Then we can find that everything we need in life is in him.
他是包括一切的。
He included all.
啊，所以有英文讲他的 inclusiveness.
And this is talking about inclusiveness.
你不可能在他里面有什么缺乏的。
In you will not lack anything.
弟兄姊妹，这个是非常宝贵的一句话。
This is such a precious thing.
若是我们明白了，我们在地上真实这样相信跟随他。
So as we believe, as we live on earth and follow him.
好，那我们每天活在他的同在的面光中。
As we live in the presence of his glorious face.
是成为一个实际。
It become a reality.
那么我们再稍微讲一点。
And I want to
主耶稣讲到他自己到父那里去的三方面。
And I will talk to you about how God, Jesus go to the Father. There are three different aspects.
他讲道路。
And there's way.
我们知道道路是关乎一个人的形象的问题。
And a way is really talking a person's image.
等一下我要再解释哈，我先让大家。
I will explain more later.
道路对于聚会来讲是关乎我们的见证。
And way to the church is talking about a testimony.
你怎么走路？你就什么样的形象
？As the way you walk, that will be your image to others.
今天教会侍奉走什么样的道路，我们就显出什么样的见证。
As we serve in a certain way, this is our testimony that we show to others.
第二个点
，Secondly，
主耶稣讲他就是真理。
He said he is the truth.
真理关乎一个人能不能被建造起来。
Truth is whether the person can be established.
真理在教会的经历来讲。是关乎征战的。
Truth also pertaining to the church is talking about spiritual warfare.
那么生命呢？告诉我们说它是关乎我们的生活和侍奉的。
So life it relate to our living and our service to Him.
它是神今天在人身上工作的凭借和工作的目的。
And this is the purpose of God's work in humans.
如果我们得不着他的生命。神在我们身上就一无所作。
Because if we do not have His life, There's nothing God can do in us.
啊，所以保罗经历的就讲需要 through him， 要通过他，神才能够做工。
So Paul is saying only through Christ God can accomplish anything.
我想开头的时候，我先把这一节圣经，我个人在主面前思想一点领会，分享给大家。
I like to share with how I understand this verse.
那么接下来呢，我们要和弟兄姊妹交通一点呢，主耶稣讲到他是道路的这一方面。
So I like to now focus on Jesus that I am the way.
啊，主耶稣讲他就是道路。
Jesus said He is the way.
请我们读一处的经文。
Let's turn to a verse.
创世纪第三章二十四节。
Genesis chapter 3 verse 24.
我来读给大家听。
I'll read it for you.
于是把他赶出去了。又在伊甸园的东边安设基路伯和四面转动发火焰的剑，要把守生命树的道路。
Genesis chapter 3 verse 24. After he drove the man out, he placed on the east side of the Garden of Eden cherubim and a flaming sword flashing back and forth to guard the way to the tree of life.
我们看见在人类的第一代的时候就发生了一个不幸的事情。
Something unfortunate happened in the first generation of humankind.
就是我们的始祖亚当和夏娃。
Is our ancestor Adam and Eve.
神给他们一句话，让他们相信神，并且守住。
And God gave them a verse so that they can believe and keep.
And 然后呢，我们看见他们呢受了仇敌谎言的欺骗和引诱。
But yet they were being tempted and deceived by the enemy.
他们违背了神。
They rebel against God.
他们去摘了那个分别善恶树、知识树的果子。
They had eaten the fruit from the tree of the good and evil.
那么我们看见了，结局就是他们被赶出伊甸园。
The result is that they are being driven away from the Garden of Eden.
在伊甸园那里呢，通往生命树的那条路。就被封闭了。
So the way to the tree of life had been blocked from them.
主耶稣来做了一个重要的宣告。
But yet Jesus came and declared something very important.
他说我就是道路。
I am the way.
弟兄姊妹，这个道路在今天生活中来讲就是 know how， 你知道该怎么做。
A way today is meaning that a know how what you should do.
今天我们人呢都很有目标，很会做梦，像我们刚刚唱那首诗歌，主耶稣是我一切的幻想和美梦。
So we as men we always have a goal and dream like the song we just sang.
有时候我们做的梦是对的，但是醒来了还是空的，对不对？
Sometimes we have the right dream, but sometimes as we awaken, everything is gone.
因为我们没有那条路。
Because there's no way.
主耶稣告诉我们说，他就是道路。
But Jesus said He is the way.
你知道，在 Strong 的这个他的 lexicon 里面，他解释的道路。
And Strong in his lexicon, he explained what is the way.
他说，在希腊文这个道路哈。有三方面的意义。
In Greek, the way has three meanings.
我把它翻成中文，用解释我的领会告诉大家。
And I share with you how I felt in that.
第一个哈
，First，
他说这个路啊，就讲到一个原则，一个方法。
And it's talking about a principle, a method.
好，那么这个原则呢，带给人一个规范。
So because of that principle, it became a boundary for men to act on.
好像我们在这最近大家看 Olympic, 对不对？
Just like the Olympic Games recently.
你知道这个 floor exercise 它有一个 boundary 的。
So in the floor exercise, they have a boundary.
那一天我看这个女子的 floor exercise 的那个表演。
So the other day I was watching and the show the Olympic of this
floor exercise. 第一个美国选手，他实在表演得很好，可惜啊，他翻了三个转掉下来的时候呢，出了 boundary.
The first American Olympic gymnast, and she after he after the end she stepped out of the boundary.
他扣分扣得很多啊。
And deducted a lot of points from her.
路啊，告诉我们说有一个原则，它成为一个规范。
So way tell us there is a boundary and you can't get out of it.
它也成为一个约束。
And it become a restraint for us.
如果我们离开了这个，我们不愿意被它约束，我们就失去了 祝福和资格。
So if you do not want that restraint, you lose your qualification and blessings.
有一次有一个马拉松竞赛。
And one time there's a marathon race.
有一个选手呢，他第一个跑到终点。
He's the first one to reach the goal, the end point.
所以大家想，哇，这个人呢是这一次是冠军。
So everybody, he is number one.
但后来他们看了整个录像过程的时候，他有一段呢跑出了那个规矩，差了一个 shortcut。
But at the end, they look at the video and see where he ran and find out that he had took a shortcut.
最后呢，这个金牌不是他的。
So at the end, the gold medal doesn't belong to him.
因为他走出了他偏离的道路。
Because he had out of the boundary.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们生活中人世中都明白的事情。
This is something we all understand in our daily
life. 所以当主讲到我们要回到父那里去的时候，道路是一件非常重要的事情。
So as we go to the Father, the way is very important.
你见过主，在我们身上就有一个约束。
If you had encountered God, there is a restraint in us.
你认识耶稣基督，追求他，在我们身上就有一个规范。
As you know Christ and want to pursue Him, there is a boundary, a restraint.
以前没有看见的时候，我可以这样做，可以那样走。
Before we know Him, we can do this, we can do that.
但现在看见了。
But yet when we encounter Him,
我虽然我想，但是我里面告诉我不行。
But if we want to do anything else, our inside tells us we shouldn't do it.
弟兄姊妹，这个很重要。
This is very important.
耶稣基督是我们的道路。
Jesus is our way.
所以我不仅一次的读过去神儿女们的传记，看见这件事情。
And many times I read the biographies of brothers and sisters. I see this.
像刚才我们唱的第一首诗歌。
The song we sang the first time.
第一节他说：“我若稍微偏离正路，我就立刻舒服。”
舒服。
舒服。I feel comfort.Oh,
before, when I'm not right, walking the right, when I'm walking, not walking the right way, I feel comfortable.
这是倪弟兄他年轻时候写的诗歌，这是他讲他的感觉和经历。
It's a brother Watchman Nee who wrote about his experience in early days.
有一次我读斯百克弟兄的，他讲他的经历。
One time I read about brother Sparks' experience.
他说啊，我们基督徒走走走，走到一个地方，有时候会跟主说，主啊。我请假几天好不好？
And one time is that like, sometimes as we walk in this way, we will ask the Lord, can we take a vacation?
对，就是我出去 vacation.
Take a vacation.
所以啊 ，Andrew Murray 就说，看一个人真正走不走道路，看他怎么过 vacation.
So Andrew Murray said, you can look at the person how they take God's way is look at how he spent his vacation.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这确实是考验我们。
Truly it is a test for us.
基督是不是我们的道路？
If Christ is truly our way,
如果我们要得那个奖赏，
if we want to receive the prize,
一点 shortcut 我们就失去资格。
If we take this shortcut, we'll be disqualified.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道失去资格多少次了。
And brother, sister, I've been disqualified so many times.
我不晓得你是不是。
I don't know if you're like.
所以每次我回来，我就感谢主啊，你的宝血太宝贵了。
So every time when I come back to the Lord, I say, Lord, how precious is your blood?
像我们弟兄讲的，在血底下。是 take away, removed, 再也没有了。
So under his blood, everything being removed.
弟兄姊妹们，这是救恩。
Lord, this, brothers and sisters, this is salvation.
这是丰富的救恩。
This is a rich salvation.
这是丰富的恩典。
A rich grace of God.
这是使徒行，不是，以弗所书第一章里面给我们看见。
This is what we see in the Ephesians chapter 1.
恩典的两方面，一面是荣耀的。一面是丰富的。
So grace, one aspect is glorious and also it is abundant.
荣耀的是指着那个目的说的。
When it says glorious grace, it's talking about the purpose.
那丰富的是指着我们人性的软弱需要说的。
And abundant grace meaning that how weak we are when we need it.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要感谢我们的主。
How we need to thank the Lord.
第二个意义，路在 Strong 他讲，他说是行动的。
So second meaning of strong, how we explain way is that it is in action.
我们知道路是用来走的，不是用来看的。
Road is not for display, it's for you to walk on.
路也不是用来讨论的。
Way is not for you to discuss on.
或者我觉得今天很多基督徒喜欢开啊，在学术界叫做 symposium。
And in academic, there's a symposium.
就是我们拿一个题目来，大家休假三天了，来争辩一番。
So we'll take a topic.
把它讨论出来。
And when there's a topic, let's spend 3 days to discuss and argue on it.
盼望这一次我们来不是这样。
I hope this time when we are here, we're not like.
我们真是要得着路走上去。
We need to gain this right way and then walk on it.
走主的路，告诉我们说我们要实行，要经历。
Take the way of the Lord, meaning we must walk on it and experience it.
第三个，当我们真的这样走这个路的时候。
Third meaning, as we take the way.
啊，在 Strong 的解释里面，他说讲到那个路的路程，那个 distance.
And in Strong's explanation, talk about the distance of the way.
啊，你走得越长了，在这个路在你身上的影响，就显出你这个人的生活方式，你做人的模式。
The further you go on this way, it reflects on the way you behave yourself in your life.
所以第一世纪我们看见，当圣灵降下来以后，那一般信耶稣重生得救的儿女。
So as we see in the book of Acts, the first century Christians,
他们在很短的时间，在那个世代，世上的人就看他们说，他们是走那个道路的人。
A very short time, people can see that they are the people of the way.
好，弟兄姊妹们，所以在安提阿，那些弟兄姊妹们追求了一年的功夫，他们说这条路就是基督的路，所以你们叫做基督徒。
So people in Antioch, after they realized been the people of the way, they said that they've been they described them as Christians.
我读到这里啊，我常常很羞愧。
And as I read this, I always feel ashamed.
我特别为我们年轻弟兄姊妹讲一点。
I want to speak to the young people here.
我读大学的时候。
As I was in college.
其实我九岁就蒙恩得救了。
I was saved when I was 9 years old.
我以后有机会和大家做一点见证。
If I have chance, I will share my testimony.
那我读大学的时候，我知道今天有很多人分析自己啊，我不晓得你们是怎样。有的人说我是 people pleaser。
And I was in college. I analyzed myself. I realized I'm a people pleaser.
我不喜欢得罪人。
I don't want to offend.
所以我在不信主的人面前，我跟他们完全一样。
So before non-Christian, I'm the same as they are.
所以他们从来不知道我这个人是怎么样。有一天他说你也是基督徒啊。
And then later on they said, oh, you are Christian.
哎呀，我后来读到这个使徒行传第十一章，我觉得很羞愧。
So as I read Acts chapter 11, I feel so ashamed.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有这种经验呢？
Do you have this kind of experience?
等你同学看到你，忽然发现你是基督徒，说你怎么一点都不像，一点基督的味道都没有呢？
And other people say, "Oh, you are a Christian. You don't seem to be one. You don't have any smell of a Christian."
主耶稣讲，神的儿女们，他的门徒应该是什么？世上的盐是很有味道的。人一碰到就知道你跟我们不一样。
So Jesus said we are the salt of the world. As people encounter us, we will taste different. They should know it.
我们应该是世上的光。
We are also the light of the world.
他一来了，我们就显出我们这些人呢是黑暗的。
Because as he came, it showed that we are in darkness.
但是我年轻的时候不认识这个。
But as I, when I was young, I didn't understand.
我想我在教会唱诗歌大声一点，出去呢就跟别人一样，差不多嘛。
I can sing louder in the church, but as I go out, I'm the same as other people.
后来到美国来，我才知道这个叫做 wear two hats.
And later on, when I come to America, I realize I'm wearing two hats.
我在主面前我要做他的儿女，享受祝福。到了世界，我就把帽子脱上，换上另外一个，跟世人一样。
Before the Lord, I would be just as like a Christian. I want His blessings. But as I go outside, I take off the hat and use another one.
那个告诉我说，我完全不认识主是我的道路。
Because I did not understand a bit. What does that mean by Jesus is my way?
当我们认定一个道路久了以后，你这个人就是那个路的彰显。
So as we walk on this way, we magnify that way.
教会认定基督做道路。教会就彰显基督的见证。
As the church is taking Christ as our way, we will magnify Christ.
我们讲意向决定目标。
Because vision determines our goal.
目标确定道路。
And goal define our way.
今天从人所走的道路可以反映出他的目标是什么。
So as we see man's way, we know what is their goal.
今天呢，我们看见在神儿女们中间，在基督徒中间，道路真是混乱了。
But today when we see the Christian, there's so many ways, they're so confusing.
有人要讲这个路，有人讲那个路。
Sometimes people talk about this way and that way.
我在年轻的时候，这些我一点都不懂。
When I was young, I didn't understand a bit.
但是我到了北美来读书以后，开始看见一些情形。
After I come to America, I see something.
我稍微举一点例子。
Let me take some examples.
有的人呢， 走神学的路。
Some people take the way of the seminary.
啊，把圣经呢完全知识学术化。
And take the Bible as academic.
有的人走灵恩的路。
Some people take the way of the charismatic.
啊，我们什么都要讲，快快的要得着结果。
We want to see result fast.
有的人讲成功的路。
Some people take the way of the success.
你信耶稣就得祝福。
So if you believe, you will have a blessing.
所以甚至有人讲，只要你需要的，就是神的旨意，因为神就是爱。
Because if you have a need, that is the purpose of the will of God, because God is love.
弟兄姊妹们，这个叫许多的人就混乱了。
So it causes confusion for many people.
今天在基督徒中间，道路是混乱的。
Among Christians, way is very confusing.
我们甚至可以这样讲，道路几乎是失落的。
Or we can say the way has been lost.
今天我们若是放眼看一看啊，基督徒的环境
，You will see the circumstances of the Christians.
不要说世界很复杂
，Don't think that only the world is complicated.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，基督教更复杂
，Christianity is very complicated.
里面充满了难处
，Full of problems.
充满了意见
，Full of opinions.
充满了争端
，Full of strife.
充满了痛苦
，Full of suffering.
充满了分裂
，Full of brokenness.
带来的结果就是衰败。
It brings corruption.
名义上我们是活的，实际上里面死掉了。
It seems like it is alive, but yet in reality is dead.
弟兄姊妹们，这是很重要的一件事情。
This is something very important.
所以我们看见旧约时代
，In the Old Testament,
当神的百姓们在道路上混乱的时候
，As they are very confused to their way,
神多次多方借着先知们呼喊。
Many times God uses prophets to tell them.
说你们要归回。
You must return.
神甚至说，以色列啊，犹大国啊，像惯行己意的毒蜂驼。
Israel and Judah, they are like a very stubborn
camels.
Camels.
惯于在旷野西风起信的走自己的道路，所以把旷野走的呢一塌糊涂。你找不到哪一条路可以走。
As they walk in the wilderness, they're very stubborn. They don't know the right way.
我再讲啊。
Again.
个人，我们人生所走的道路，会关乎我们的形象。别人看我是什么样的人。
For individual.
你说不出来的。
For the individual, our way will determine our image. The others, how other people see us.
啊，在教会里面，我们也可以看得见。
In the church, we see that too.
有些弟兄姊妹来聚会呢，很恭，也很敬虔的样子。
Some people come to church; it seems very reverent.
但是他平时生活里面呢，什么都玩的。
But in their life, they do anything.
你就知道这个人不认真的。
Do you know they are not serious, right?
啊，这个很清楚，不需要装的。
Very clearly, you don't have to pretend.
我们可以聚会的时候，又闭眼睛，又摇手，出去了还跟世人一样的弟兄姊妹，那是你的形象。不可能因为一时几个钟头你就变了形象。
So in the church, you might be praying, waving your hands, but when you go outside and sing, your image is very clear to the world.
弟兄姊妹，这个形象是走路走出来的。
The image, the way determine your image.
教会今天所走的道路。
The way of the church today.
所以今天神的儿女们，如果我们不讲教会真理。
If we do not talk about the truth,
不认识教会的道路
we do not know the way of the church.
我们和主的见证根本就无份无关
We have nothing to do with the testimony of God.
Of Jesus Christ. 弟兄姊妹，神托给教会是为耶稣基督做见证的。
God commissioned the church to be testimony for His Son Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这个非常非常的重要。
This is so important.
所以当保罗蒙恩得救以后
，So as Paul became saved,
他经过11年的时间
，After 11 years,
隐藏在主的面前
，He hid himself
在那异象的光中，他再来读真理
，Under the light
圣经
of God's vision, he read the Bible.
他被巴拿巴带到安提阿去服侍的时候
，As Barnabas took him to Antioch to serve，
他在圣经里面看见了耶稣基督。
In the Bible, he saw Lord Jesus。
不再是看见法利赛人看见的律法。
He did not see all the laws as the Pharisees see。
他把基督交通给安提阿的弟兄姊妹。
He fellowshiped Christ to the people of Antioch。
不到一年的功夫，教会的见证就显在那里。这一般人就被称作基督人。
Less than a year, they became strong witnesses for the Lord, and other people call them Christians.
并不一定是他们中间有了医病的恩赐，他们就得着了基督人的见证。不是的。
Not that they have a lot of gifts, they become good Christians.
不是他们说了方言，他们就得着这个见证。
Not because they have speaking tongues, they can be witnesses for Christ.
可能他们都有这些恩赐
Maybe they do have these gifts.
但是这些恩赐叫他们发表出来的是基督自己
But whatever manifested is Christ himself.
弟兄姊妹这个是非常重要的
This is so important.
好那么我们接下来要和弟兄姊妹交通
So after this we're going to share with you
主耶稣怎么能这样说他就是道路呢
How can Jesus say he is the way?
好我们知道在创世纪亚当和夏娃失落的那条路在基督里面神为我们开通了
So the way that Adam and Eve had lost Christ had opened the way for us
好 我昨天听见我们弟兄交通了我心里很稀奇
Last night as I heard brother share I was very amazed
因为主给我的经文呢一模一样
Because the Lord had gave me the same scripture
约翰福音第一章第二十九节到三十四节
And John chapter 1 verse 29 to verse 34.
昨天晚上我们弟兄已经为我们读过一遍。
And last night our brother had let us in reading this.
我再稍微读一下。
And I would read it again.
次日约翰看见耶稣来到他那里就说看哪神的羔羊除去世人罪孽的。
The next day John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, Look, the Lamb of God,Who takes away the sin of the world.
这就是我曾说有一位在我以后来反成了在我以前的因他本来在我以前
This is the one I meant when I said A man who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.
我先前不认识他如今我来用水施洗为要叫他显明给以色列人
I myself did not know him,But the reason I came baptizing with water was that he might be revealed to Israel.
约翰又做见证说，我曾看见圣灵仿佛鸽子从天降下，住在他的身上。
Then John gave this testimony. I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him.
我先前不认识他，只是那差我来用水施洗的对我说，你看见圣灵降下来，住在谁的身上？谁就是用圣灵施洗的
I would not have known him except that the one who sent me to baptize with water told me the man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is he who will baptize with the Holy Spirit
我看见了就证明这是神的儿子
I have seen and I testify that this is the Son of God
这一段圣经给我们看见主耶稣他是谁
So in this scripture we know who is Jesus
也给我们看见主耶稣他做了什么
And also what he had done.
因着他所是和他所做的，他成为我们的道路。
Because of what he is and what he had done, he became our way.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们常常把我们的意见给别人了，给人一条路。
Many times we give people opinions and telling them this is the way.
但是我们自己并做不到。
But yet we cannot do it ourselves.
但是主耶稣把他给我们做道路的时候
，But as Jesus gave him as our way,
他就是。
He is.
并且不仅他做道路
Not only he became our way.
他是道路
He is the way.
并且他成为道路
He became our way.
我是在60年代末期70年代初受大学教育
I went to college in the late 60s, early 70s.
我们年轻弟兄姊妹可能不知道
Young people may not know.
但你们生在美国呢特别住在纽约跟你们有关系
But yet as you are born and raised in New York You should know this
60年代末期70年代的时候有两个男生唱歌的
And at that time there are two singers
他们 duet 唱得非常好
And they sing duet and sing really well
他们在纽约中央公园呢开过一个很大的一个这个 neighborhood concert
They have a neighborhood concert in Central Park.
我前几天才把他们的 concert 看了一小段。
And I saw a little clips of it yesterday.
他们很有名的一首歌叫做 Bridge Over Troubled Water.
And they sang a very famous song called Bridge Over Troubled Water.
啊，我们年轻人听到那首歌啊，疯狂的不得了，每一个人都想做那个倒下来做别人踏过去的桥。
And at that time, we are also crazy. We want to be the bridge that people can walk on.
你知道，一个男孩子肯牺牲自己啊，所有女生都喜欢你的。
If a guy would sacrifice himself, all the girls would be crazy about him.
如果一个女孩子有这么温柔啊，所有男生都要追你的。
And if a girl is so gentle, everybody, all the guys would chase after him.
但是真正碰到难处的时候，跑最快的大概就是那个唱这首歌的人。
But as we encounter problems, the first one who run away are the singers.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主耶稣他做道路。
But yet our Jesus who is the way.
我们弟兄昨天告诉我们说，他是那起初原有的。
And a brother yesterday told us he is the one who was before.
在还没有时间之前，没有任何开始之前，他就在那。
Even before time, even anything happened, he's there.
第二个，他来到地上，他成为神的羔羊。
He came to earth to become the Lamb of God.
这几天我要和弟兄解释羔羊的意义。
I want to explain what is the Lamb of God.
第三个，我们看见了圣灵，他去受施洗约翰的洗，他站在罪人的地位，否定自己，接受洗，悔改的洗。
So thirdly, as he being baptized, he stand himself.As the, in the status of a sinner and being baptized.
我们知道他不需要悔改的。
He doesn't need to be repent.
全世界所有人都该悔改，只有一个人不需要悔改，就是耶稣基督。
Everybody in the world had to be baptized, had to be repent, but yet he himself doesn't need to be repent.
但是他愿意认同你我站在罪人的地位受洗。
But he want to be like you and me in standing the status as a sinner.
所以当他起来的时候，圣灵就从天而降。住在他的身上，他成为受膏者。
So as he come up from the water, the Spirit came down from heaven as a dove, and then he became the anointed one.
不仅如此，圣灵住在他的身上，他就把神家的实际那个原则从他身上显出来。
As the Spirit is remain on him, and God have given the principle of the house of God to him.
当保罗看见这件事情的时候，就说，他说呢。这个教会啊，是靠着基督房角石建造起来的，成为圣灵居住的所在。
And Paul said, Jesus is the cornerstone of the house of God where the Spirit dwells.
啊，弟兄姊妹，圣灵第一个能够在人里面住下来的，只有耶稣基督。
And the only person, the first person that Spirit can dwell on is Christ Jesus.
住得舒服的，只有耶稣基督。
And Spirit can live very comfortable.
不是亚伯拉罕，也不是摩西。
It's not Abraham, it's not Moses.
也不是约伯，也不是但以理。
It's not Job and not Daniel.
弟兄姊妹们，这是神儿子所赐，他是受膏者。
And it is the Son of God, He is the anointed one.
啊，弟兄姊妹，不仅如此，因着他受膏。所以他能够用圣灵施浸。
So because he's the anointed one, therefore he can baptize with the Holy Spirit.
他把圣灵赏赐下来。
He had given us the Holy Spirit.
叫我们今天信他的人，不仅罪被除去了。
That those who believe can have sins being forgiven.
我们能够与神和好。
That we can reconcile with God.
并且经历神的同在。
And experience the presence of the Lord.
你知道我九岁的时候第一次到一个聚会，参加一个。特别聚会。
And one time when I was 9 years old, I went to a special meeting.
我坐在第一排，是晚上的聚会。
It was at night time. I sat in the first row.
什么都不懂。
I didn't know anything.
但是那一天呢，那个讲员讲的经文我还记得。
But I still remember the scripture the speaker spoke.
后来我查出来是在以赛亚书37章。
And realized it's Isaiah chapter 37.
那里讲到了被掳归回的犹大人呢，要回到耶路撒冷。
If those captives, they're going to return to Jerusalem.
神要让他们呢向下扎根，往上结果。
And they would take root downward and bear fruit upward.
我记得那一天我坐在那里，这个讲员就表演了几次，我们要向下扎根，往上结果。
And I remember the speaker was like acting, we have to take root downward and bear fruit upward.
九岁的小朋友没睡着，很不容易了。
For a 9-year-old not sleeping at that time is not easy.
根本听不懂嘛。
Because he doesn't understand.
但是那天呢，坐在那，他一向下扎根了，从上头。有一个极大的能力就浇灌下来，通过我的全身了。我说这是什么事情啊
？And at that time, as he's lifting up And there is a great power from heaven upon me, and I didn't understand.
但是我整个心呢，喜乐得不得了。
But my heart is overflow with joy.
那天他表演几次，我就几次这个样子。
Every time he did it like this, and I feel the same spirit that way.
弟兄姊妹，那是什么？
What is that?
那是圣灵所带来神的同在。
It is the Holy Spirit who brings down the presence of the Lord.
一直到我十，到我二十岁那一年，我才鼓起勇气。问一个基督徒说，到底那是什么？
So, when I was 20 years old, I take my courage and ask a Christian, what is that?
他说你有福气啊，你在聚会里面经历了主的同在。
And you are so blessed because you experience the presence of the Lord in the meeting.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为耶稣基督是那位用圣灵给我们施洗的。
Because Jesus is the one who will baptize us with the Holy Spirit.
我们若是真的经历他，你就开始敬畏他。
If you truly experience him, you will fear him.
请原谅我讲。
Forgive me.
有时我们到主面前来，我们翘着脚坐在主面前。
Sometimes we sit there, we just put our feet together.
就告诉我们说你没有遇见他。
Meaning that we sit not really in reverent way.
你遇见他，你很自然的身体就知道怎么摆了。
Is if you really knew him, you know how to sit.
不需要别人说你要这样，你要那样。
No one can tell you we should sit this way or that way.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主何等的奇妙！
How amazing is our Lord!
他在十字架上担负我们的罪孽。
He bare our sins on the cross.
他成为那个被送到旷野无人之地的带赎罪的羊羔，那个山羊。
He became the goat that was driven away to the wilderness for us.
所以他在十字架上六个钟头。
He was on the cross for 6 hours.
前三个钟头，他是站在父所悦纳的儿子的地位上面。
The first 3 hours, he was standing in the status as a beloved son of God.
他还是神的儿子。
He was still the son of God.
他站在人子的地位。
He was as the son of man.
所以还有神的同在。
He has God's presence with him.
他在那三个钟头里面说几句话。
A few things he has said on those 3 hours.
真是把神的爱表达了出来。
He had displayed the love of God.
但是到了中午的时候，
But from noontime,
他成为那赎罪的山羊羔。
He became the Lamb of God.
你知道，在利未记里面讲到赎罪记的时候，有两只山羊羔。
You know, in the book of Leviticus, there are two goats.
一只是献在坛上，叫父得着喜悦。
There are two lambs. One is being sacrificed on the altar.
另外一只，当大祭司把手按在他头上。把所有全会众的罪都归在他身上的时候。
And the second the goal is that when the high priest lay hand on this lamb and put all our sin
goat,
goat put all the sin he goat all the sins our sins is upon this goat.
然后就把这一只山羊羔送到无人之地。
And then send this goat to a land of no
one. 那是我们主在十字架上后三个钟头。
This is how the Lord had been on the cross the last 3 hours. How much he suffered for us.
他不能称神作父了。他说：“我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃？”
He said, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?"
他是站在罪人的地位。
Because he is standing on the stand as a sinner.
他是为你，也是为我。
For you and for me.
为着这个，他 lay down himself, become our bridge to walk to God.
他这成为一个好像桥梁，人跟神之间的桥梁。
弟兄姊妹，但愿主开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes.
让我们经历他的救恩的爱。
May we experience the love of His salvation.
我要特别提一点，当我们擘饼聚会的时候。
Especially, I want to mention as we are in love feast.
借着我们纪念他，他向我们启示他的自己。
As we break the bread and remember Him, He will show us His love. 擘
饼聚会没有人。主礼没有人 officiate.
Nobody officiate in the breaking of bread meeting.
我们知道这个聚会是以主为中心。
Because Christ is the center.
是主自己来服侍我们。
Because He is there to minister to us.
他弯下腰来为我们洗脚。
He bent His body and then washed our feet.
他舍了他的自己。
He gave Himself up.
但愿我们常常这样经历他。
May we always remember Him this way.
弟兄姊妹，这是主能够成为我们道路的原因。
This is the reason why Jesus can be our way.
我们知道做神的羔羊除去罪孽还是消极的。
To as the Lamb of God to take away our sin is negative.
正面的乃是赐下圣灵。
Positively is that He gave us the Holy Spirit.
赐下圣灵做什么呢？
To give us the Holy Spirit.
来建造神的家。
Is to establish and build
His church. 圣灵怎样住在他的里面？今天圣灵住在你里面，住在他里面， 住在我里面。
As the Spirit remain on him, he will remain on you and me and him.
圣灵也住在他所建造的教会的里面。
He also remained on the church that he is building up.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等的福分啊！
What blessing it is, brothers and sisters.
我们可以天天见神的面。
We can daily see his face.
只要有两三个人奉他的名聚在一起，主就在我们的中间。
If there are two or three gathered in his name, he will be in our midst.
我们是一般住在至圣所的儿女。
We are the one who live in his sanctuary.
最近这些日子，主常把这个意念放在我里面。
These days, God always put this thought in my mind.
晚上睡觉的时候，最后的思想，主啊，我在你的面前何等的好。
And as I sleep, the last thought is that how wonderful it is to be with you.
早上醒来，我说主啊，我靠在你的胸怀，何等的好。
And the morning, I said, Lord, as I lean on your bosom, how wonderful that is.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个可以经历的，因为主耶稣做了我们的道路。
Brothers and sisters, this is what we can experience because He is our way.
第二处的经文。
Secondly,
约翰福音第一章五十一节。
John chapter 1, verse 51.
又说，我实实在在的告诉你们，你们将要看见天开了，神的使者上去下来。在人子身上。
He then added, I tell you the truth, you shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man.
我们知道这里都是大家都清楚知道主用了创世纪二十八章雅各的经历。
We know that here it is talking about Genesis chapter 28.
雅各得罪了他的哥哥以扫，最后他从他父母的家逃亡出去。
Jacob had offended his own brother Isaac, so he left home.
他到了巴兰的旷野。
He went to the wilderness of Balaam.
那一天晚上，他一生中间第一个晚上离开家。
It's the first night he departed from home.
弟兄姊妹们，我不晓得我们年轻人是不是巴不得快快离开家。
And the young people might say, oh, I want to leave home as soon as I can.
我有时候碰见年轻人，我跟他们做朋友，我说 What's your...你要到哪里去读书啊？
So as I see some young people, I befriended them, said, where do you want to go to school or college?
我也不知道到哪里去，离家越远越好。
I don't know where I will be, but as further from home as possible.
我说我年轻人也有这个心。
And I said, I have this thought when I was young too.
后来我才知道这个叫做浪子的心。
And later I realized that it is a heart of a prodigal son.
你知道雅各离开家的时候不年轻啊。
You know, when Jacob left home, he was not young.
他离开家的时候七十八岁。
And I counted it as when he left home, it was like 7-8 years.
用今天来讲呢，这已经是人生七十古来稀了，已经是赚到的年日。他还年轻一样，很强壮。
But yet to us is kind of old, but at that time he's still very young.
但是那一天晚上他离家，神知道他想念家。
So that day when he left home.God knows that he missed home so much.
所以晚上他做了一个梦。
So at night time he had a dream.
他看见了神。
He saw God.
他知道那是神的家。
He knew that is the house of God.
因为只有在神的家才能看见神。
Because only in the house of God you will see God.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
因为耶稣基督是神的家，你看见了耶稣基督，你就看见了神。
Because Jesus is the house of God, as you see him, you see the house, you see God.
弟兄姊妹，这是很奇妙的。
This is something very amazing.
主耶稣就说，用那个比方，他说你看见了，人子就像那个雅各看见了天梯一样。
And Jesus used that as a parable that I am like the ladder that Jacob saw.
在这个梯子上面，天是开的。
On that ladder, heaven is open.
地上是你和我。
On the earth is you and I.
神的使者在他的身上上去下来。
But yet the angels of God ascending and descending.
感谢主，主在这里用的他自己是人子。
He said, Jesus said he is the Son of Man.
就告诉我们说，他把神的同在带到人性里面来和我们交通。
So meaning that he bring the presence of God on himself so that he can fellowship with us.
是叫我们享受他的交通何等的快乐。
So enjoy his presence, how joyful that is.
你在这旧约时代的没有人子的这个实际的时候。
In the Old Testament, there's no reality of the Son of Man.
那些认识神的人都说我灭亡了。
And all the God God's servant said, woe to me.
I perish.
I'm perish.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为神是圣洁的。你怎么能够看见他呢?
Because God is holy. How can you see him?
神是公义的。你怎么能跟他交通呢?
God is righteous. How can we fellowship with him?
但是今天在人子的身上这个交通上去了还要下来。
Yet on the Son of Man is ascending and descending.
弟兄姊妹，这是不是你我的经历呢？
Is this our experience?
我回想一下，从我蒙恩得救以后，
When I look back since I was saved,
这个经历越来越频繁，
And this experience more and more common,
越来越清楚，
Getting more clear,
More and more frequent,
More and more frequent.
啊，弟兄姊妹，到最后我们可以随时。转向他，我们就与他交通。
And that we can always turn to him, and we have fellowship with him.
这是何等奇妙的道路啊
！Isn't an amazing way.
所以连我孩子小的时候抱在怀里，我就教他们唱一首诗歌。
So as I'm holding my child when they were young, I'm singing a song.
主耶稣真奇妙。
Jesus is so wonderful.
这个英文也有这个哈。现在我的孙子孙女，我抱他们，我一样跟他们唱这首歌。
And today, as I was holding our grandchildren, I'm singing that song too.
孩子闹的时候，我一唱歌，他就不闹了。
And then while they are crying and I sing, they will stop crying.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为主把神的同在带到这孩子身上。
Because God has brought His presence upon these children.
你我做父母亲，我们可能学很多的方法。
We as parents, we learn many methods.
请你用主耶稣做方法。
Can you take Jesus as the method?
碰到难处的时候，跟孩子一起跪下来祷告。
And as you encounter problem, kneel down with them to pray.
你的孩子从小要经历主耶稣真奇妙。
They have to learn in their experience that Jesus is wonderful.
眼未见，眼曾见，耳曾听，因为圣经上明明记清楚。
Eyes have seen, ears have heard, because it's clearly recorded in the Bible.
弟兄姊妹。这首诗歌好像很古老，但是也很新鲜。
This song might be very old, but it's very refreshing.
一代一代的，我们都这样经历他做我们的道路。
From every generation, we experience his our way.
我的时间是到10:40，已经超过五分钟了。
I passed my time for five minutes.
我看大部分弟兄姊妹都还 awake.
And I see that most of you are awake.
我要感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
能不能我跟大家借15分钟，我把我今天的讲完？
Can I borrow 15 minutes so I can finish what I want to say?
接下来我要和弟兄姊妹讲，在我们经历里面，我们怎么？走主耶稣这条道路。
But how can we in our experience walk on this way?
上个礼拜啊，两个礼拜以前在西海岸我们有一次的特会。
Two weeks ago there is a special meeting on the West Coast.
我遇见了一位年轻的弟兄。
I encountered a young man.
他是一个蒙恩得救以后就被主吸引的人。
He's the one being saved and being attracted by the Lord.
他和他的妻子两个人把自己奉献了。要侍奉主。
And him and his wife dedicate themselves to serve the Lord.
但是经过几年以后，他们好像走到了一条呢，这个死路 dead end.
But after a few years, they have come to a dead end.
所以有人邀请他们到聚会来。
So people invite them to come to the meeting.
见了面，我跟他有一点交通，我告诉他说，我们要认识主的道路，你就不会有死路了。
And I share with them, if you know the way of the Lord, you will not come to a dead end.
他就问我说，伯弟兄，主的道路是什么呢？
And he asked me, what is the way of the Lord?
我在四福音书里面，主有两次讲到道路。
Two times in the gospel talk about the way.
一处就是约翰福音14章。
First is John chapter 14 verse 6.
主耶稣说他自己就是道路。
That Jesus said he himself is the way.
另外一处呢，在马太福音7章。
In the second way at time is Matthew chapter 17.
第十四章主是讲他自己是。
In John 14 is that he himself is the way.
那么马太福音7章第13、第14节讲到窄门和窄路。小路。
But in Matthew chapter 7 verse 13, talking about a narrow way and narrow road.
啊，这个 narrow gate 跟那个 straight way 哈，那这个啊，主是讲到我们在经历上面怎么走主耶稣做我们的道路。
So this is talking about in our experience, how do we walk the way of the Lord?
我们读一下好不好？马太福音
7章13-14节。Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14.
你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的， 进去的人也多，引到永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。
Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, but many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the way, the road that leads to life, and only a few find it.
在这里我们看见了这个进窄门。我们可以说指着信耶稣得救说的。
So the small is the gate. We'll talk about believing in Jesus.
走窄路指着说我们呢在生命上面达到神的目的。
So narrow is the road is the way how we can come to the Father.
所以主讲到那个门是窄的，路是小的。
So small is the gate and narrow is the road.
啊，但是呢，那条小路哈。最后是引到生命的永生。
But yet narrow the road that leads to life, eternal life.
所以我从自己生命经历里面呢，我把我的认识分享给弟兄姊妹。
I'd like to share with you my own personal experience.
我们以主耶稣做我们的道路的时候，我们称这条道路是生命的路。
As we take Jesus as our way, we say that this is the way of life.
啊，我刚刚讲了，有人走恩赐的路。
Some people take the way of the charismatics.
有人走学术的路。
Some people take the way of the academics.
有人甚至讲我们走的福音的路。
Some even say I'm take the way of the gospel.
也有人讲我们注重基要真理，所以叫做 fundamentalist.
And some say we emphasize the fundamental truth, so we are the fundamentalists.
这些都可以解释这个生命的路里面的。一些的表现。
We can explain that this is the many ways of the life manifestation.
但是总括起来讲，我们刚刚讲到，耶稣基督是 all inclusive， 他是生命的路。
So we can say that Jesus is all inclusiveness. This is the way of the life.
当我们明白会走这条生命的路的时候，我们就不会显出一种的很偏枯的情形。
So if we know the way of the life, we will not go astray from it.
啊，我知道，你知道有的人呢，非常灵恩的，你一碰到他呢，你不喊哈利路亚就有点怪怪的。
So some people are very charismatic. If you don't say hallelujah, it seems very strange.
啊，因为他碰到什么事，你讲一句话哈利路亚。
So people will say, come on,
你们碰过这个？我碰过这样的弟兄姊妹。
I have encountered people like that.
还有一些弟兄姊妹，你一碰到他，他就阿门，阿门。
Some people would just say, you're going to say, amen, amen.
弟兄姊妹，当我们了解这是神儿女们一种特殊的表现。
These are just a special way of other brothers and sisters.
我们的主耶稣里面呢，就是神的自己。
But yet in Christ is God Himself.
但是他道成肉身的时候，人看他就是个木匠。
But as he became flesh, people see that he is a carpenter.
就是个人。
A man.
但是当人有需要的时候，他摸一下那个人病就好了。他没有说 praise the Lord. 他没有，他不需要这样子。
But when men have a problem, when Jesus touched them, they'll be healed. They don't have to say hallelujah, amen.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他走生命的，他是生命的路。
Because it is the way of life.
每次他出来的时候，那个生命就出来了。
As he come forth, the life come forth.
在这个生命里面有一切需要的事物。
In life, it includes all our needs.
这个生命路在我们身上有六方面的表现。
In the way of life, there are six ways of manifestation.
第一个叫做窄路。
It is a narrow road.
好，在大比斯圣经里面翻成的叫做 straight way， 叫做这个 straight 就是约束限制 ，S-T-R-A-I-T。
Okay. In Darby's translation,
不是那个直路的那个是。
It's not straight, S-T-R-I-T, straight way.
是告诉我们说，因着他在我里面生命的带领，所以我就不再像以前那样放肆随便自己出主意。
Because as he is inside me, I would not be like before that I would do whatever I want to do, be impulsive, just follow the way of my lust of flesh.
有时候我们在基督徒中间听见一些弟兄姊妹，我们要真实，所以我们说话要诚实，结果出来都是肉体。
So as Christians said, we are Christians. We everything we say should be truth. So we should speak the truth. But yet everything.
对不起 ，Frank。
I have to be frank, but everything is from our flesh.
好，弟兄姊妹们，那不是真实生命的路，那也不是诚实。
That is not honest, and this is not the way of the flesh.
我们在里面受约束。
We have to have restraint inside.
所以你看，我们主耶稣啊，在比拉多面前受审判的时候，他可以讲理由，他一句话都不说。
As Jesus is under trial with Pilate, he can explain things, but he did not.
主在他里面呢，是那他不说话，反而那个能力出来了。
Because he was so silent, there is power from him.
叫比拉多非常的稀奇。
Even Pilate was very amazed.
比拉多不是一个平凡的人啊。
He's not an ordinary man.
他是一个非常懂政治的人。
Because he's a political person.
所以他就觉得从来没有审问过一个人是这样子的。
And nobody under trial would act like him.
在他身上叫这个人呢受震惊了。
So he was very amazed and, by this person, by Jesus.
弟兄姊妹们，你我要走主耶稣以他为道路，我们里面要受生命的约束。
As we take Christ as our way, we have to have the restraint of his life.
以前喜欢开玩笑的。
Before we like to tease a lot.
正想开玩笑，哎，忽然圣灵说不要了，就不说了。
And suddenly, the Holy Spirit say no, and you will not say anything.
我有时候在聚会就碰到。姊妹们有时候讲话比较直接一点。
And in the meeting, sometimes sisters would be very strict and frank.
我们叫做开炮。
And
一到侍奉聚会，姊妹首先开炮，轰的你这个头都抬不起来。
And as we go to meeting, the sisters would be trying to start to criticize us.
过一段日子，哎，这个姊妹看她事情呢，她又想讲话了，忽然不说了。
And after a while, the sister want to say it again, but yet suddenly she stopped.
弟兄姊妹，这是很美的一幅图画。
This is such a beautiful picture.
啊，它里面呢有窄路了。
Because inside there's a narrow way.
弟兄姊妹，我们基督徒啊，心是宽的，是大的。
In us as Christians, our heart is broad and wide.
但是我们出来做人、行事为人的脚步路是走的窄的。
But yet, as we walk on this way, our feet had to be gone on a narrow way.
我们年轻的时候，常常被年长弟兄们这样提醒。我们心要宽，所有神的儿女，无论什么样的人，你都要接纳。
So as elderly brothers teach us, and when we were young, that we have to have a big heart to accept everybody.
我们都要在基督里接纳。
In Christ, we accept everyone.
我们要在基督里爱他们。
In Christ, we have to love him.
但是当我们侍奉走路的时候，我们脚要走得窄。
But as we walk and minister, the feet have to be on the narrow way.
今天人很奇怪。这个路走得很宽的，心很窄啊。
But yet today is very strange. People take a broad way and the heart is very narrow.
什么东西都可以接受。
We
accept. 对付起人来厉害的不得了。
We can accept everything, but yet we are so critical of others.
各种的诡计，各种的计谋都用在对付弟兄身上。
All kinds of tricks and conniving ways.
弟兄姊妹，这是根本不认识路啊。
This is we do not know the way.
第一步，主耶稣做我们道路，在我们身上就有了约束。
First.As we take Jesus as our way, we must have restraint inside.
所以有时候我们碰见弟兄姊妹啊，虽然这个弟兄啊，对给我很多为难，是讨厌的弟兄，我要说，亲爱的讨厌弟兄。
So as there are some certain brothers who've been so critical and give me a lot of troubles, but when I see him, I said, my dear brother.
我要真心的说。
I have to truly say from my heart.
或者说讨厌的亲爱的弟兄。
没有关系。A dear brother who's disgusting.
因为我们都有肉身的感觉。
Because we have flesh, we feel.
这就是保罗在以弗所书里面讲到，你们的信从主耶稣，并且亲爱众圣徒。
So this is what Paul said in Ephesians is that as we believe as Christians, we have to dearly love our brothers.
那一般弟兄姊妹们，他们以耶稣基督做他们的道路。
Because they are the brothers who take Jesus as our way.
第二个点在我们经历上面。
Secondly, in our experience.
这条路是里面的路。
This way is a way of inward.
在罗马书第二章二十九节。
In Romans chapter 2 verse 29.
保罗说外面受的割礼不是真割礼。
And Paul said that, the outward circumstances is not true circumcision.
外面做犹太人不是真犹太人。
As our Jew is not true being Jew.
这个真的割礼是心灵里面的。
A true circumcision is a circumcision of the heart.
是对付我们的魂生命的。
Is to deal with our soul.
对付我自己的情感、意志和意见的。
And to deal with my emotion, my will, and my opinion.
弟兄姊妹，这里面的路，我盼望大家要记得很清楚。
I hope you remember clearly that.
不然我们就是在外面表现给人看。
That we have to have this way inwardly, not to show.
今天这个时代是一个做广告的时代。
This generation is a generation of advertisement.
啊，有的人什么东西都巴不得让人家看见。
Like to show off everything about themselves.
看见很多反常的现象。
A lot of an ordinary things.
啊，我对不起，我讲一点很比较通俗的东西。
I like to talk about something more common in the society.
像今天时装表演的，把内衣当作外衣穿的，很多人这样。
So in a fashion show, people use the inner clothing as an outward clothing.
大家觉得这个很时髦。
This is a trend. It's so fashionable. 你有
过生命经历，你就看见那个东西是带着罪的性质。
So if you have life in you, you know there's some sin in it.
啊，今天我们有时候把我们肉体表现在外面，觉得这个是我很有能力。
And sometimes we display our flesh, the flesh, thinking that we have power.
弟兄姊妹，那个是羞耻啊。
This is shame.
真正走生命道路的人。它里面这些都被对付。
So people who truly take the way of the life, these have been dealt with.
那个恶人不在我的外面，在我自己身上。
The wicked people is not on others, it's myself.
诗篇第一篇第一句话，不从恶人的计谋，那个恶人不在外面，在我自己的心思意念。
In Psalm it said, wicked people, in verse 1, this wicked people is not our, or other people.
我肯对付自己。你就走上生命的路了。
If you're willing to deal with yourself, this is the way of life.
第三个点是信心的路。
It's the way of the faith.
啊，所以保罗讲到信心的时候，在罗马书第四章十二节。
In Romans chapter 4 verse 12, Paul said.
他讲到呢，亚伯拉罕信心走出了一条路。
But Abraham, because of faith, he had walked out a way.
啊，弟兄姊妹，但愿我们今天呢，大家都肯走信心的路。
And I hope that everyone will take the way of faith.
因为唯有信，你里面生命才活泼。
Because through faith, our life, our spiritual life will be alive.
啊，所以保罗引用哈巴谷书，义人必因信而活。
In Habakkuk, it said, righteous shall live by faith.
啊，我们知道这个唯有信，里面那个生命才活泼。用理性的时候，你那个生命就沉睡。
By faith, our spiritual life will be alive, but by reasoning, will be slumbering.
啊，弟兄姊妹，理性叫人怀疑，信心叫人认识神。
Reasoning leads us to doubt, but faith go to life.
啊，所以我们在这条路上面，求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us as we walk in His way.
第四个点。这条路乃是十架的道路。
And this is the way of the cross.
所以马太福音十六章二十四到二十六节，主耶稣呼召门徒们要背起舍己，背起自己的十字架跟从他。
In Matthew, Jesus called his disciples to deny himself and take up the cross to follow him.
啊，我们肯接受十字架，把我带进基督的死里面。
And through the cross, we had to accept that it will lead us to Christ's death.
第五个点。
Fifthly,
啊，我们走这条道生命的道路哈，我们发现它不是个人一个人走。
So the way of life is not individual only.
这条路乃是西安的大道，是基督身体合一的道路。
It is the way to Zion. It's the body of Christ, the way of the body of the Christ walking together.
啊，这个 the unity.Of the body of Christ.
The unity of the body of Christ.
我们知道，我们绝不破坏基督身体的合一。
We will not destroy the unity of the body of Christ.
在这个点上面，我们就肯谦卑自己，和弟兄姊妹彼此交通。
In this, we are willing to humble ourselves to have fellowship with other brothers and sisters.
在这个点上，我们肯，我们呢，用谦卑束腰，我们彼此顺服。
And using humility, we will submit to each other.
弟兄姊妹，在这个点上，我们会认识主耶稣做道路那个生命的意义，非常的丰富。
And it's very rich in this meaning of taking Christ as our way.
我可以这样讲，就是我自己有限的年日和学习。
From my limited learning and life.
我大部分属灵的经历是在基督身体里面得着。
Majority of my spiritual learning is in the body of Christ.
所以我现在越来越宝贵神的儿女。
So more and more, I treasure our brothers and sisters.
保罗在哥林多前书十二章。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul.
他为了解决哥林多弟兄姊妹他们的这个追求灵恩的这个问题。
In order to solve the problem of the church of Corinth trying to seek a charismatic movement.
从十二章十二节开始。 他就讲到身体的合一。
And from 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 12 talk about the unity of the body.
我想我今天就把这个意念给大家，请大家好好的回去思想。
I just want to give you the concept, you can meditate on it.
当我们这样以主耶稣做道路跟随他的时候，
As we take Christ as our way and follow him.
最后我们认识这条路就是爱的路。
This is the way of love.
啊，我想很多家庭啊都在墙上挂哥林多前书十三章第四节到第八节。
Many family have the plaque at home saying First Corinthians chapter 13 verse 4-8.
他说爱是恒久忍耐。
Love is patient.
这是一条最妙的路 ，most excellent way.
And Paul saying this is the most excellent way.
弟兄姊妹，这是神要把他自己所有的祝福来赐给我们最后的结局。
This is the end, how the Lord is going to pour His blessings upon us.
我必须停下来，虽然我还有一段。
I must stop, although I still have more to say.
没有关系，道是讲不完的。
There's no way we can stop talking about
it. 我谢谢弟兄姊妹今天早上对我的忍耐。
And I thank you for your patience with me this morning.
我们一同有一点祷告。
Let's pray.
我们亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Oh Lord, we thank thee.
因为你自己，你的同在，实在是我们的喜乐。满足与享受。
Because your presence yourself is truly our joy and our enjoyment.
每次我们能够在你的名里面这样聚集。
As we gather in your presence,
主啊，你就与我们同在。
And you are with us.
我们为此献上满心的感谢。
For this, we truly offer our heartfelt praise.
和我们对你的敬拜。
And our worship to you.
主啊。愿你将你的道路指示我们。
May you show us your way.
好叫我们认识你。
That we might know you.
求你给我们一个谦卑受教的心。
May you give us a humble heart, a teachable heart.
用你的真理来教导我们。
Use your truth to teach us.
主啊，你也借着圣灵感动我们。
Use your Holy Spirit to touch us.
使我们能够敬畏你。
That we will revere you.
好叫我们能够真实以你做我们的道路。
That we truly take you as our way.
让我们一生紧紧地跟随你。
That we follow closely behind you.
谢谢你早上与我们同在。
Thank you for being with us this morning.
愿你祝福你的话语。
May you bless your word.
祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen. Amen.